The main floor of the new Human and Agricultural Sciences building opens into a four-story atrium that seems designed for inviting conversations. Associate Dean Saeed Mostaghimi has been working with the architects for a decade to create a building that promotes interactions on the small and large scale.
We have here open space laboratories, very large laboratories, that gives us flexibility to put several faculty who do complementary work in one lab. So there is no wall between them. The graduate student and the technicians work with each other.
One of the centerpieces here, the largest labs of all, are what are called pilot labs for pilot projects on energy, water, foods, medicines, and more.
And what it does, it allows the faculty to test their innovation technologies at a scale larger than what they can do at the lab scale.
Housed in a space the size of 3 football fields, Mostaghimi says these pilot labs are among the largest in the country, and that helps fulfill another strategic goal for this building.
It also is a lot easier to attract the industry to these innovations and these technologies because they see it working at a larger scale than a beaker, for example, in the laboratory.
The new building also includes a high-level biosecurity system found in under a handful of universities in the country. Monica Ponder, an assistant professor of food science and technology, is working on spice contamination. She points to what look like huge walk-in refrigerators behind locked doors.
These are walk-in incubators, environmental chambers that give us very large amounts of space where we can do a shelf life trial.
The new $54 million building replaces one built 45 years ago. Water quality lab manager Kelly Peeler says her project, testing water statewide, will grow in this new facility.
When I started 2 years ago, we only did 13 clinics, so 13 counties through the state of Virginia. And this year, we're doing 40 clinics over 30 different discrete testings. And instead of capping our sampling at 100 kits, we're actually capping at 150 kits this year. So having this space, we are rapidly growing the program.
Professor Mike Zhang, a biological systems engineer, is working to create a vaccine to help people quit smoking. With the new facilities here, he's hoping to achieve something that's eluded science for decades.
So when the smoker smokes, the antibody present in your blood will bind to the nicotine molecule, so they won't be able to go through the blood-brain barrier to trigger the so-called highs. So our idea is that will encourage the smoker to quit smoking because they will not get any benefit from smoking.
Countless projects like this are already in the works, and there's the promise of new ones that state-of-the-art facilities like this will incubate. 3 more buildings are in the planning stages to be built in Blacksburg over the next 10 years. I'm Robbie Harris.